It is Wednesday, November 21st, and this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Mike Pesca. Coming up, an interview and performance with musicians Tegan and Sarah. But first, the woman off to my right is named Rachel Martin, and she has today's headlines.
This is NPR.
Good morning, everyone. The U.S. Supreme Court has decided to decide a critical case about the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitutional Bill of Rights that gives Americans the right to keep and bear arms. The court accepted a case that will determine whether it's constitutional for Washington, D.C. to ban people from owning handguns. The District of Columbia has had the ban in place for the past 31 years. City officials took their case to the high court after a federal appeals court struck down the ban. The last time the Supreme Court evaluated the Second Amendment was nearly 70 years ago. In this new case, the court will decide whether a person who is not affiliated with a state-regulated militia can keep a gun at home for private use. And two independent teams of scientists are reporting a new way of making human stem cells that doesn't involve destroying a human embryo. It's being called a breakthrough that could open the door for advanced medical therapies. NPR's science correspondent Joe Palka explains.
Embryonic stem cells are remarkable. They can turn into any cell type in the body. Until now, creating human embryonic stem cells meant destroying human embryos. That's made research on embryonic stem cells ethically contentious. But the two research teams, one at Kyoto University in Japan and one at the University of Wisconsin in Madison, report that they found a way to transform ordinary skin cells into cells that appear to be nearly identical to embryonic stem cells. The researchers say it will take time to make sure these new transformed cells really are equivalent to embryonic stem cells, and even more time to find ways to use them to treat diseases. The new research appears in the journals Cell and Science.
That was NPR's Joe Palka. Finally today, Thanksgiving weekend is around the corner, the start of the holiday season, and one of the most lucrative times of the year for Broadway. Not so much this year. The stagehand strike has shut down more than two dozen shows, and now Broadway producers are filing suit to put an end to it. A New York judge is expected to hear arguments today in a case filed by producers of Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Lawyers for the Grinch say if the strike goes much longer, the show may have to close altogether, considering its limited holiday run. And the Nederlander producing company, which owns 9 of the 27 Broadway theaters affected by the strike, has filed suit against the stagehands union for $35 million, claiming the walkout is illegal. Most threatened immediately by the strike are the 5 dramatic plays yet to open on Broadway, including Aaron Sorkin's The Farnsworth Invention, which was supposed to open last week. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.